Chapter 1. December 31st, 1999. "Are you serious?" Carl sighed, setting the plastic bags down in the hallway. "I'm sorry, I completely forgot about the tarragon," Nicole said, wiping her hands on her apron as she poked her head around the corner from the kitchen. Her chestnut hair was pulled into a messy bun on top of her head, and she apparently hadn't found time to change out of her pajama pants. "And you can't use anything else?" Carl asked, exasperated. She shrugged. "That's what the recipe calls for." "I've been to the store twice already this morning. It's a madhouse."
I know, she sighed. "I'm sorry, I forgot."
Carl took a deep breath, staring forlornly at the groceries on the floor beside him. Nicole walked into the hall, wrapping her arms around his neck.
"I'd like to remind you that this whole thing was your idea."
Carl raised an eyebrow.
"No, this whole thing is all you. My whole thing was more like, hey, maybe we could invite our friends over and order pizza for New Year's. Now I'm being sent to the store for blueberry chèvre and tarragon."
Nicole laughed lightly, refusing to let him out of her grasp. "I may have gotten a little carried away, I'll admit it. But these are your friends.
And your roommates."
"You invited them! Plus..." Carl finally relented and pulled her into a hug.
"It's fine. I'm kidding. I'm only slightly annoyed that I have to go back out into the freezing cold for the third time to buy something I've never heard of."
"It's an herb," she said, her voice muffled against his shoulder.
"I'm sure it is."
Nicole leaned back, Carl's arms remaining tied around her waist.
"I promise it'll be worth it."
"Better be," he teased, watching her saunter back to the kitchen. "Do you want me to bring these bags in there?"
"No, I've got it," she called. "Fresh herbs, not dried."
"Okay, see you in a few."
Carl stepped out the front door of their townhouse and trudged along the walkway he'd shoveled that morning to their car, parked on the street. At least he didn't have to scrape the windshield. At 5 o'clock, the doorbell rang. Nicole frantically ran up the stairs to finally change her clothes as Carl opened the front door.
"Hey,"
Carl grinned, moving aside to let his best friend in out of the cold.
"Nicole,"
he called up the stairs.
"Evan's here."
"Be down in a sec," she yelled back.
"She's changing,"
Carl explained, turning back to his guests.
"And you," he said,
nodding toward a woman with dirty blonde hair standing next to Evan.
"Must be Amy."
"Oh, sorry,"
Evan said, pulling off his winter coat and setting his shoes on the mat.
"I should have officially introduced you. This,"
he motioned toward her with a flourish of his arm,
"is Amy." "Nice to meet you. Here."
Carl laughed, holding out his hands.
"I've been instructed to put personal belongings in the den."
"Perfect, thanks," Amy said, handing over her wool pea coat.
"Brr,"
she said, smiling as she shivered. "It's freezing out there."
"What are you talking about?"
Evan scoffed.
"This is a perfect Calgary winter day."
"Says someone who's never lived anywhere reasonable," Amy muttered. Nicole rushed down the stairs just as Carl left the entry and walked through the double doors on his left with coats and purse in hand.
"Hey, Nikki."
Evan greeted her warmly, pulling her into a hug. Releasing her, he motioned next to him.
"This is my girlfriend, Amy."
"I've heard so much about you," Nicole said, embracing her.